You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. J.D. McPherson's latest album is Undivided Heart and Soul, which charts his evolution within R&B-based rock and roll. McPherson says that even though the music's changed, one thing remains consistent. He and his band love to put on a high-energy live show. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with J.D. McPherson and has more.
My introduction to you is via Signs and Signifiers, and the first thing I heard was Northside Gal.
Anybody who's really thought about that song or heard it, most people assume it's about Chicago for some reason. And I think it's just because we had such a strong Chicago connection in the early days, because so many band members and the label was out of there, and it said Chicago on everything. So I understand why people thought that. In fact, the Chicago Cubs ended up sort of adopting Northside Gal as a song that they'll play at most home games. So that was kind of funny. But when I wrote it, I just asked my wife what part of Broken Arrow she was from, and that's what she told me. So officially, it's about Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, I suppose.
And then your latest album, Undivided Heart and Soul, came out in 2017. What was sort of different between when you started and the making of this record?
The first record was you just making it. The second record is, all right, well, we got to make another record, and that's a little tougher. The third record was tough because the songs that were coming out of me were a little unusual and left of center compared to what people kind of expected. Like, it was much more influenced by garage rock, 60s garage rock, punk rock, and there's like a loud, more like loud guitar presence. There's not a lot of horns on the record like there had been on previous records. It just was like a natural progression for me, but it was enough to give me pause to be like, man, are people even gonna accept this at all? And we had a couple of false starts. It was pretty tough. What ended up happening was the right thing, and that was that we were able to record at RCA Studio B in Nashville because, well, they're a museum. They're not a recording studio anymore. Their sort of last professional like days were like in the 70s. So, but you're talking to me, I mean, this is like a gold mine of inspiration, because this is like where the Everly Brothers recorded all their first stuff, the most memorable, the Roy Orbison tracks, the Monument stuff. There's tons of country music history in there. Anybody you can think of probably has recorded in that room. And we basically asked and were given the keys to go in at night and make that record. So in a lot of ways, it was good fortune to have all those bad things happen at the beginning.
Tell me about your live shows, because I imagine these to be things where it's very high energy and very intense.
The live show is really important. We've kind of built our reputation on the live show, and we really take it very seriously. And there's a few things a little bit different about our show. One is we have a lot of gear. We've got a Hammond M3 and a Leslie and a piano on stage, and we try to have zero dead air. Basically, when the song's over, even if we're like swapping out instruments, there's something happening like all the time to keep the energy up. So that's kind of our goal, is to have the set never dip in energy. And, you know, we really, truly love to play. Sometimes it gets a little loosey-goosey, but it is a really good time.